Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9:08. It's Hump Day morning. You wanted to play Hump Day, didn't you? Came running in here. Oh, your poor leg. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. Instantly wins two passes into the fifth annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and Pool Party on June 26th. That is 2 weeks from today.
Brendan and I were just talking about it.
Oh, my God.
Big plans.
Yeah, it's going to be, it always is. It's just such a blast. We all look forward to it so much. We would love for you to be out there and join us. You have to be over 21 to win this prize. Riley's going to answer the phones right now.
Riley? Your son? Oh.
Not my son. My other son,
There's
Riley.
Only one Riley we know of.
I know two Rileys now.
Yeah.
Amazing. So if you win these passes right now, you get into the secret show, you get to go to the pool party, and then you're in the running for the daily grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the Sonoma Fairmont. The Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely beautiful there. Even your husband always comes to this one.
Oh, he loves that
I know. He doesn't do anything anymore.
Sucks. Even Ella loves that place.
Yeah.
She knows her way around. Like, she leads me.
Oh, my God. That's so
it's
funny.
Hilarious. And we could mention who our, you know, specialness
Well, our specialness is the one and only Vaughn the Wizard.
Uh-huh.
It looks like Vaughn got the DJ gig, man.
Yeah.
You got a request out there at the pool. You talk to Vaughn about it.
Waka, waka, waka.
Yeah. So it's exciting. Yesterday, the winner of the grand prize of all the people who qualified was Kara from Novato.
Oh, nice.
So we will meet you up there in wine country. 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Those are the five chances today to get qualified. Everybody who wins at that time gets tickets to the secret show, tickets to the pool party, and one of those lucky people is going to get a two-night stay. It's a big deal. The next morning on the 27th, so 2 weeks from tomorrow, we're doing our show live from there. So that is all ages. As Vinny mentioned yesterday, there's breakfast. Mm-hmm. Swing by, grab a cup of coffee. Even if you can just stay for a couple of minutes, just drop by and say hi. We want to fill that place up. It's a big tent right in the front of the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Call now and win.
The same number you're calling is the number where we get texts, 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
I'll try. Thank you. I put mine on the little drive, the little car logo.
I hate that thing.
Well, I don't want to, you know, the thing is, I'll look at the text.
It's super annoying, though.
Yeah.
But I'll look at the text.
Yeah, but it's super lame.
But you know what? I survived that drive home.
One of your friends texts you,
it
and
says
they
right
get
there,
the
text
spit
urgent,
back.
And it'll pop it up. It'll actually.
Oh, I'll start doing
that.
It's the second message that gets sent to you.
Who reads that long
thing? Yeah, I'm already turned off by the fact that you're spitting me, you're giving me.
Listen, you guys, I don't want to get texts from you while I'm driving.
I don't want to get form letters from you when I'm trying to text you.
Terms and conditions? Who reads that? Come on.
Terms and conditions, it says right on it. If this is an emergency, you can text urgent.
Two long paragraphs of nonsense. Urgent. Who reads that?
And please sign here. Social number.
Click here to agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't text and drive.
Yeah,
text
don't
us.
Do it. Don't text me when I'm driving.
Don't tell me.
I don't text you. You don't text me.
May I have a shout out for my son, Brando? It's his sixth birthday.
Brando.
He, along with his four siblings, have been raised to be S&V listeners.
Well, that is a mom doing
Brando.
A good job right there. Raising your kids right on Sarah and Vinny. Home grunt, Sarah and Vinny fan. Hey, Brando.
Voted and posted on my Facebook page. Hope you guys win. Love you so much.
Thank you. Thanks.
You guys are running away with the Sherwood Award. I don't know.
No, we want to run away with it more.
I don't know what you're complaining
about. We want 99%.
At 47%, you guys have double second place.
Yeah, we need to have triple.
Not good enough.
There's no way anybody's going to catch you.
Well, you never know. Let's widen that margin.
Yeah.
They're chipping away at us. We were at 70% at one point. Now we're down to 47%. Forget it.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Oh, we hate it.
I just voted. Super easy, says 408.
Thank you. Vote every day, once a day.
Hi, everyone. You need to let Hooman know there's a pirate festival in Vallejo this weekend. NorCal Pirate Festival, June 15th and 16th.
Well, I see.
He'll have to rent his costume.
Yeah. Doesn't he just own that thing now? No, he rented enough times, you finally own it.
I know, right?
If it costs $100 to rent that thing, and he's rented it 10 times, mm-hmm. he might as well have just bought the thing. Then he could have it. Then he would know only his sweat was in it.
Gross.
Well, that's a heavy costume. He always goes for the high end. Like, that's a pretty elaborate costume. He does the prince one and he does the pirate one. He, like, alternates them.
Mm-hmm. They look the same, though.
They do. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Sarah, what's up with John always not hanging out at the event due to softball? Is he a softball guy that keeps stats during his games and wears eye black? And
no,
hold on.
He's the team manager.
And wears his stirrups to his knees.
Stirrups.
Come on, John. You need to roll the Sonoma.
That?
I want to meet you, John. Oh. By the way, you're super hot.
Oh.
Sarah. Oh, Sarah.
Oh.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
I'm hot or John's hot?
I think you're hot.
Oh. Well, you haven't seen me in a while.
But he wants to
meet
your husband
apart
real
over
bad,
here.
Too.
No, they're not.
No, John actually loves to go to that event, and he brings his guitar, and he's super good friends with a lot of our listeners,
yeah.
because, you know, he's the one who will actually stay up and party with them. He'll hold like a whole, they have like a big, in fact, they got kicked out of the place one time. They're like, you guys need to stop singing and go to your rooms, get out. So he likes it, and he's going to try and make it, but I just don't think it's happening. We'll see. I hope it does.
Love you guys so much. Thanks for all you do for making our morning commute light and fun and interesting.
Well, thank you for listening. It's a pleasure to be here. What are you cackling about?
I was just thinking about how John plays with the listeners and has such a good time. So I pulled up this clip from Hawaii when you guys were stuck at the airport and he's jamming away
so
with the listeners.
Fun.
Here it is.
Is that me on the kazoo?
Yeah, it always is.
Ready or not. That's so funny. That's all that you've got. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa. Oh, that's so fun.
That sounds like a good time.
We were delayed for a while, and so we...
Right.
And then one of our listeners had brought an acoustic bass with him, or a bass ukulele.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a bass ukulele.
Yeah, it was so fun.
I remember that Hawaii secret show. Remember we were in that like bungalow place?
And there was only like 10 people, and there was so fun.
It was so fun.
That was fun. That
Why
was
haven't
great.
We been to Hawaii in
yeah,
forever?
Yeah, what's going on with that, Yuzette? Make yeah. that happen.
Make it happen.
We haven't been to Disneyland. We haven't been to Vegas.
Promotions.
And we
I
haven't been to Hawaii.
It's not me. It's them.
Did you say Vegas? Did you throw Vegas?
We haven't been to Vegas. We haven't been to Hawaii. And we haven't been.
Tell them to get on it.
Is Don on the phone?
It's Rebecca and Michelle on the phone.
Get Don on the phone.
Ugh. Sick of these dedications where we don't wind up in Vegas or Hawaii. Oh.
That coach is going to get a shorter sentence because he actually used the money for his program, not personal use. Don't defend them.
Did he really?
Don't do it.
So it was a donation.
I don't think it was. Oh my God, I'm crying listening to Bunny's description of Toy Story 3's ending. Oh. Yeah, all of the movies have so much heart, but that part where he shows up in the yard and there's the little girl and he's got his box of memories in his hand. That's one of my favorites. There's a lot of heart in that moment.
I'm watching part 4 today.
Oh, are you?
You get to go see it today?
That's right.
Oh, wait, because you're movie reviewing.
That's correct.
Is it
super
movie
exciting.
Review for tomorrow or next week? Because that's the Dolby, right?
I'm pretty sure it's this Friday. Yeah. This coming out.
Wait,
Friday.
I thought Tommy Thursday. Was going to review something.
Oh, yeah. They're doing one other movie, but I don't know if you guys are going to do the Toy Story.
I don't know.
Story
I'm just doing Toy Story because I get to watch it early.
Well, when does it open?
11 a.m.
When does it open in theaters?
You know what? It opens next
So it must be next Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, or...
The reason I'm watching all three or just finished the third one is because we're getting ready to go see it. So whenever it comes out, we'll be there.
Yeah. I think it's next week.
Okay. The movie review for tomorrow is The Dead Don't Die. That's the Bill Murray one with Tommy Iko coming in.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be good one.
Wait a minute. Isn't that a scary movie?
It's, I think, a scary slash comedy.
Oh, so it's okay to see scary slash comedy.
For Hooman, yeah.
Got it.
I assume Hooman went.
What are they? Sorry, I'm looking at what they're calling it, Vinny.
I'm part of four generations of only children. We all turned out fine.
Oh, sure about that?
You think you did.
Yeah, you think. You know, I'm sure some only children do turn out fine. I know some effed up only children.
Sure.
Aww. That's all.
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say your name.
The Dead Don't Die, Selena Gomez and Adam Driver, as well as Bill Murray.
Oh, and the Bill Murray, I read an article. I think I was on the toilet. I probably shouldn't have told you that. But it's one of those articles I wouldn't have normally read, but I read it. And Bill Murray loves Selena Gomez.
He's like, if my parents were alive, I would have taken her home to meet them.
Oh,
he loves her.
Oh, good.
Sweet.
And I really found it interesting that he had this, well, when you hear about people with a million followers, you have an idea of who they must be. And Gomez turned out to just be a cool chick.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad.
I thought, oh, good for her. That I don't know that she knows that there's a generation that loves Bill Murray like no other. She probably doesn't.
Probably.
They're calling it a zombie / fantasy.
Oh,
all right.
A zombie fantasy. Wow. Sounds good.
That crying guy was ridiculous. I'm riding to work watching a homeless person beg, and this guy's crying about basketball.
Listen, that's what matters to him. You know? That's where he's at.
Oh, man.
KD is the best person in the whole world. One time he said hi to me in the hall, I almost wet my pants.
Listen to this.
It's my fault.
Patsy Kensit is British and was married to both Liam Gallagher and the guy from Simple Minds.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I know who she is.
I told you, in my world, she's the lady from Lethal Weapon 2, the hot blonde South African chick. That's how I know her.
Oh, so you're saying she's not necessarily South African.
No.
That's who she played in the show.
In the movie, she's South African.
Got it.
And so when you say South African lady, I think of the hot blonde from Lethal Weapon 2. That's all I know.
Now I got
it. I don't know any other South African ladies. And then you said...
Charlize Theron.
And I'm... Well, it's cemented. The hottest blonde chicks in the world are from South Africa.
Turns out.
Wow, she's been married 4 times.
Yeah.
No, she loves to love.
Yeah.
But in that movie, she's about as perfectly stunning as you could ever imagine. And the movie's ruined now because Mel Gibson's in it. That's too bad.
Didn't Jim Kerr from... Did you say she was married to the Simple Minds guy?
Yeah, that's what they did.
I want to say that Chrissy Hynde is married to him.
Currently?
Or was. I'm crazy.
No, you're not. Well, why is that a surprise?
They were married from 84 to 90.
Oh. And then so he was also married to Patsy Kensit?
That's right, from 92 to 96.
Yeah. Clearly he's got something going on besides Don't You Forget About Me, because...
Right. Hey! Ooh! That's how that song goes.
Yeah, it sure is.
Thanks.
Good job.
Sure. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Really amazing. Nailed that.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Again.
I was at Great America this weekend in the water park area, floating around the lazy river, and this little 12-year-old girl was floating next to me on her phone. I asked her, "You can't even float around in lazy river without your phone, huh?" And she said, "Yeah," with attitude. So I turned around and called her lame, and she got mad. Then I looked at my kids and said, "You see why I won't give you phones?" And she got even madder.
Yeah. And she's just trying to have a time on the lazy river, lady.
And also, come on, don't say that to a 12-year-old.
Yeah, just like, it's not your kid. Like, let it go. You got it. Now she's upset you. You've upset her. And the lazy river is ruined. So, good job.
Now her mom's going to kick your ass.
Yeah. That lady hassled me on the lazy river, Mom. She's texting her right now.
Yeah, we got to stop saying stuff to other people. Just
it's
let them
so
live
hard,
their lives.
Though.
I know it is. It's like, you know, you feel so righteous in the
moment.
Well,
it's funny that stuff, and I have this happen to me, but I always, it takes a second. You have to process stuff.
Yep.
That's not, where do I get off having an opinion at all on this?
Right. It's not your worry.
Walk across the street staring at your phone and tripping over stuff as much as you want. I don't
That's
care.
That's your thing. That doesn't have to, right. You gotta not care.
But it takes a second. You do have that moment of like,
oh my, oh, it's outrageous.
I wish I could put a mirror in front of you. Look at you. Mm. You can't take your dumb face out of your dumb phone just to walk across the street.
No, just be a dumb. Yeah. It's fine.
Right.
It's not your kid.
Right.
See? And you talk to your kids later and go, did you see that?
Forget about the kid. I'm talking about grown-ups.
No, I'm
That's
saying
not my grown-up.
When you talk to your kids later.
Oh, right.
She was saying she pointed it out to her kids.
Good morning, Alice Crew. I'm listening to you this morning as a recent transplant to NYC from Marin County.
Oh, how's that going?
I'm on a job search where the responses to my resume sound very similar to crickets.
Oh.
And what Vinny said about being brave really struck a chord. I'm headed out to a job fair where there will be live actual human beings and I can shine and be brave and pursue my purpose.
Yeah. Do it, girl. Or boy.
Thank you. Miss you all. Denise.
Oh, thank you. Good girl. Good job. I hope I just feel good about it for you. Today's the day.
That job thing, crickets thing.
That's tough.
It happens to a lot of people. You're not alone.
Yep.
I have good friends right now looking for work that get that. And I'm always pumping them up.
Yeah.
Today.
Today's the day.
Well, not today. I was going to sit on the couch for a while.
Right.
It's there too is hot
that.
Out.
Thinking about making lasagna for dinner. That takes all day. That takes a long time, you know.
I don't really want to get caught up in that now.
Yeah. It's so hot, you know. I don't want to do it today.
Next day. That's really dragging me down.
I was going to go to the beach.
Yeah. Just try and do something to cheer myself up today.
Right.
Come on, get an ice cream, maybe go for a walk or something.
Oh, Sarah.
What happened?
How exciting for you, right?
I know.
I'm getting teary-eyed thinking about my kids growing up. They are 7 years old and 3 years old.
Mm, goes so fast.
Oh, and three-year-old twins, sorry.
Oh, boy.
This new texting machine, we got at a discount, and it does weird stuff.
didn't I hear we're getting a new one or something?
We said that is the new one.
No,
this
you heard
is
something
the new
else.
One. Yeah, you're
that
crazy.
That was me telling you about the website thing. That was
that's another thing.
No,
that's
we went to like Circuit City with one of those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons and ended up with this thing.
Yeah, I was going to say the dollar store, but okay.
Whatever.
Which I love, by the way.
At least the dollar store still exists.
Happy hump day.
Hump day?
Have you seen the new Geico commercial that has all of the characters, including the hump day guy?
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
It's so great because the hump day guy is the biggest star of them all. So they're all sharing a trailer as they're getting ready to do this group commercial. But the camel has his own trailer and he's drinking from a straw. You know, get
sure.
it? Camels
I
don't.
Get it. Yeah.
It's great.
Because he's the star? Is that
the hump day guy? Uh-huh. Oh. The biggest one. We're airing commercials.
Oh my god, that is so.
We like them. And that's not even the one I'm talking about.
That's a, but it, so it must be all of them getting ready to film those cameos.
I guess
just
so,
did.
Right? Hilarious. So funny. I just the camel's the winner. The camel wins. Oh look at that! I'm out of time.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, they're telling us it's going to be cooler today. I don't know if I buy it.
I don't buy it. Yeah. Not for 1 second.
Are you going to fill up your machine with ice and hunker down in front of it?
That's even been, it's Not worked out yesterday.
It's been blistering.
So hot that it's just blowing hot air, even though we put ice in it. And the little reserve that we put ice in it has been overflowing. On the new carpet.
On the new carpet!
No! Get out of here! You're ruining your new carpet
it's
already?
It's just water, and we put some... We felt the carpet right there, and it was like, oh my God, because we have it on a bench, and it's a whole thing, and like... Oh no, this cannot happen.
No.
No.
Oh my God.
But I've been getting
ruining
so
everything.
Many
you better get
people.
That for sale sign up on that house quick.
No, we love that house.
But it's all
so
perfect
great.
Right now. You need to get a place with AC.
Oh my God. I know. We were talking about that yesterday, obviously, when it's so hot. People have been asking me about that unit. Go on my Facebook page. I can't possibly text, email, Facebook, Instagram, everyone to tell them the unit. It's a great unit.
Or you could put AC in your current house. Rather than move everything to a new house with AC. But, you know, whatever's
easier. I think it's HOA, isn't it?
It just seems so expensive for how many days a year?
No, the HOA would let you do that, right?
No, no, you can't.
No, they would let him do that.
You know what? I think a guy down the way, John talked to him, has AC.
Yeah,
so I think it is possible.
It's really
not
even...
Oh, if someone else...
What are we looking at,
10
grand?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Less?
No. If you've already got forced air, it'll just be, I mean, it's not cheap, but four or five grand, you'd be able to do it.
That seems doable.
Yeah.
Come on.
And totally worth it.
I just get so bitchy. I get bitchier.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's ridiculous. All right. Everybody avoid use that today.
Well, if you're in my house.
Don't worry. I'm not coming by.
Don't come over.
All right. Have a good home day. We'll see you tomorrow on Thursday.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.